The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
We are celebrating National Cat Day.
All right.
And I mean celebrating.
Yeah.
We are raising awareness to the number of homeless cats in the country, the most common household pet behind fish. I didn't know that.
Well, fish are easy. Our fish recently died.
I don't know if that one, does that really count?
No.
They're kind of more. They're more of a display item.
That's pretty much.
You're right.
Then they are a pet.
That's because you don't necessarily. Most people don't name their fish.
No.
I am aware.
Kids name their fish.
I am aware of a named fish.
We had a fish.
But
had a name.
Yeah. When Petey, when he was a kid, he had a fish.
Oh, they called it Fish.
They didn't even call it a name, did they?
No, they didn't.
No, he just kind of guessed, Fish.
His porn name was Fish 58th Street.
Yeah, he had no idea.
No,
they didn't have a name for the fish.
You treat the fish as you would a plant. You know, you give it a little food every once in a while. That's about it.
Yep.
You come around and you look at it and go, yep, that's a fish.
That's a good point.
That's a good fish.
So go out and adopt a cat from your local shelter and have a forever friend.
I sense some sarcasm, Craig.
Lonely people with cats? Cats are fine. I don't mind cats.
I'm allergic to cats. You
know, not everyone who has a cat is lonely.
No.
Or was lonely before they had
the
cat.
I know that. Yeah, there's...
But many are.
Yeah. No, I got nothing against cats.
I got nothing against cats. You know,
I
had cats. I had dogs as kids. We had both of them.
I just prefer the dog.
If they didn't make me sneeze and itch, I'd have nothing against cats.
In the morning.
Oh, God. Looking at the news, I hate every bit of it.
That's because the world sucks right now. Yeah. Actually, yeah, we suck right now.
Well, a lot of things suck right now.
Yep.
But we don't suck right
now.
No.
We don't, but
Yeah, I don't want to talk about that. No. Don't want to talk about that. No. Don't want to talk about that either.
Well, it's a talk show, Craig, so pick one. You got to find something.
I'm glad Craig blew those all off, whatever they were.
I'm sure, but
it's obviously what sucks in the world. Is
blowing well, they're the top freaking stories.
I know, and they all suck.
Yeah.
I know, because there was a time where you could take some of those stories and maybe have an intelligent conversation.
Not with the morons that tweet us.
That's not possible any longer.
No, because people are stupid. Because
you got to get
And there's
on,
good people on both sides, which there's not.
No.
By the way, there's not.
No, that's not
true. Anti-Semites and Nazis are not good people. That's the same thing, basically, but still there's more anti-Semites that aren't Nazis, too. But
the people who are not on the good side seem to be getting louder and louder.
And I can't place it. I really can't place it. I've been trying to figure it out.
I don't know where.
I know exactly why, but I can't place it.
Where the inspiration comes from.
Yeah, the moron
Why they're
chief.
So emboldened. I just can't figure it out. I'm at a loss. I throw up my hands.
Yep.
Okay, then we'll
and
do
then
this.
Then avoid Facebook because the morons are out there.
And sometimes...
That's why I like picking on people's sports teams now. So if you can't take that, then you're a real puss.
I just throw up.
Yeah, me too.
No, Facebook put a nice picture of my fire pit the other night.
That was you. Yeah, I saw that. Yeah.
And then people criticized my dirty shoes.
Yeah. I put a fire pit picture up me with my shoes on once, and somebody said, where'd you buy those? So I'm thinking, I'm done.
Because it's...
You can't even put your shoes on your Facebook
page. It's a sloppy road to where my wood pile is.
Sloppy road. Yes, it is.
Would you rather take the shoes off and then get criticized for your nasty feet?
Yeah.
You can't do anything.
There's no way.
Draw your jeans.
Good Lord, get a pedicure, man.
My fire pit picture, our buddy, the Groundscapes, groundscapesne.com, by the way, put us up. We are Facebook.
Todd and Tyler. Yeah. It's paid. paid spokespeople for
great people. But I put a photo up a couple weeks ago of me by my fire pit with just my shoes, and I happen to have a Mick Ultra, for God's sakes. Oh my God, I might as well have been drinking.
Pussy.
I might as well have been drinking, I don't know, pink lemonade. It's the beer I grabbed.
Well, you just got done with your CrossFit class, and that's what you do.
Yeah, that was it.
You know?
That was it.
Getting some burpees and some clean jerks in, and then you have your, your Michelob Ultra.
Bring my six-pack to the party afterwards, a Mick Ultra.
By the way, you're looking real swole these days.
Yeah, thanks.
Really
man.
Kicking in.
Yeah.
Nice.
Tyler has the gas fireplace, and I opted to go with the... You know, because I had the wood one before.
Yeah, yeah.
I have the option. The line is in there, but they haven't hooked it up yet. So I'm still chopping wood.
The Centers for Disease Control.
Now, what do they know?
Well, they know it's okay to dress up your chicken.
Last night.
Anytime.
Yeah. What
specifically
do you mean?
Wednesday.
For Halloween?
Yeah.
If you have a pet chicken, you can dress it up?
The CDC issued a statement refuting circulating reports that it is unsafe to put clothes on a chicken. The CDC says, now you do have to practice some safety measures. Wash your hands after you touch the chicken. Keep the chicken outside the house. Avoid kissing the chicken. And keep children younger than 5 away from the chicken.
Then why have a chicken around?
So you can put clothes on it. Apparently you can put a costume on a chicken and
course,
you're good.
On that farm, all those chickens you had, you ever dress them up?
Yeah.
What was the question?
You ever dress up all those chickens on your farm?
No chickens, no farm.
Right.
Nope.
Well, when you had a chicken on your farm, did you dress him up?
Nope, no chickens. Right.
Was it just a pet? Did you name him?
Yeah.
No chickens, no farm.
What was the name of your
Not
chicken
a one.
Farm?
Was it a rooster?
Yeah. No farm, no rooster.
Did you feel bad when you had to kill the chickens after you raised them?
I didn't. We didn't. You can't kill what wasn't there.
Okay. Or did he taste good?
Yeah.
Well, chicken is tasty.
I bet the chicken tasted good.
But we didn't have any home.
You didn't name
home
the
raised.
Chickens? Okay.
No.
All right.
Didn't chop their neck off and.
Did you get up in the morning and take their eggs out?
Run around
for
the yard.
School?
No eggs. No
for
chickens.
School?
Not a one.
Tough to be a farm boy.
Not on a farm.
Did you plump the chicken?
No. You got to explain that process a little bit more.
You did. You fatten them up a little bit.
Yeah.
No chickens.
Make them good to eat.
Can't plump them
it's
when
a
there's
tough
not
gig
there.
Before school.
Yeah, but you can put clothes on a chicken, according
you
to the CDC.
Remember that.
They get along with the goats.
You know, I trick or treat in
a lot of places.
A lot of
times,
I've never saw a chicken at anybody's door.
The goats and
of course, I don't trick or treat in
chicken
farm
don't interact very well.
No,
I don't know. Maybe if you're dressing up the chicken,
can you dress up a goat? I'm more interested in that.
As long
chickens, that's right. Stupid.
As you dress the goat up, kind of slutty.
Yeah, I would.
So I'm slutting up the goat
last night.
Yeah, I didn't see any pictures of any slutty goats on Facebook over the weekend.
I saw some Halloween costumes.
A little
I sure
disappointed.
Did.
A passenger is suing British Airways for injuries that he says he sustained after being seated next to an obese man on a 12-hour flight.
I get an injury. You are kind of shoved in your seat. I do feel bad for people that are even just slightly bigger. Not necessarily fat, just bigger people.
And
those regional flights are freaking small. Now, this is a bigger flight, right?
Well, 12 hours. So
yeah.
I don't know
how
where,
fat was the guy.
Where he was going.
Stephen Prosser says he was on a flight from London to Bangkok in 2016 when he had to sit next to an extremely large man whose bulk was spilling over and pressing into his body.
So
the 51-year-old said that sitting next to this passenger during this flight left him with a back spasm and pelvic injury. Sure. He said he sat with his knees wedged against the seat in front.
And
the rest
sideways.
Of his body was spilling into the fat guy's body was spilling over into this gentleman's seat by some inches.
So he must have been leaning off to the right. That could affect your back,
I
guess.
He was leaning into the aisle, probably, and got clipped by the drink cart.
Well, maybe just your back.
Any
like
number
that,
of times.
12-hour sit with your back sideways like that.
Every flight I take, my knees are wedged into the seat in front of me.
Yeah.
Prosser said I could feel the weight of his pure bulk putting lateral pressure on my upper body.
That sounds pretty hot.
He's writing a romance novel here.
That sounds like some erotica.
It does.
He said he had to stop
working for... Fat guy erotica.
Right. Yeah. Bigfoot erotica.
He said he had to stop working for 3 months and visit a chiropractor for 2 years following the incident. He said he didn't confront the passenger because he appeared self-conscious, but said the flight crew told him that no other seats were available when he complained.
And this looks like a good way to get out of work for a couple of years.
Guy shouldn't. He probably got the seat first, too, and saw this dude walking down the aisle and said, no.
Son of a bitch.
That's where you kind of want a layover and switch some planes.
Get the hell out.
Just to stretch your legs.
Right.
I mean, every week you read, new record, longest flight.
Well, you know, I would think at that point, once you're flying and you're in the air for 7 or 8 hours, you just stand up for a while. Just stand up in the front. It's a big plane.
Well, you do.
Sure. Yeah.
Well, you take a long flight.
But you're sitting next to like 8 tons of fun over there.
Stretch your legs. But can they make longer flights now?
Well, that's 12 hours.
Well, at some point, you're going to be back to where you started, aren't you?
Yeah, I know.
I mean.
Yeah, you're right.
Yeah.
You can only get so long before there's a shorter route to get to where you're going.
Right. I think it's like 18, 19 hours
it's
longest flight.
Like it's
right.
Singapore
I would
to
think,
Newark, I think.
Yeah,
I think
the longest flight you could make is one that's halfway around the globe.
Well, right now it's
Singapore,
like 19.
To New York, 19 hours.
Yeah, it's like 19 hours nonstop.
I thought it was close to 20 hours. I thought they had another one
that
was
sounds close to 20.
Close
Abu
to 20.
Dhabi to somewhere in Australia.
No, they just said Newark to Singapore. I think you're
pushing
it. Well, but like I say, just at some point, if you go far enough, it's going to make more sense to go back the other way.
Exactly.
Right.
It'll be a shorter flight.
That's why I said you can only go halfway around the globe.
The math is going to work against you at some point.
Either way, it doesn't help with fatty sitting next to you.
Unless you want to go on one of those flights that circumnavigates the globe.
Nah.
We go from L.A. to New York, except we go west.
Yeah.
No thanks. It better be one of those really nice, air...
With the air
Dubai.
With those hot Korean chicks waiting on you.
Well, and your own, mini apartment to live in, you know?
Those laydowns, the TV,
everybody gets
blanket,
a studio apartment.
And a hand release.
The one, with a door. Yeah. You know, they make ones with, little pods.
Yeah.
You literally just close yourself off in there.
Right, and no fat guy next to you.
But a hot Asian. That's Korean Airlines. They show that hot Asian chick.
Is that who that is?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Korean Airlines, they show those hot Asian chicks. The commercials. They're laying down the bed. They come in, they giggle like Tony does.
Is that the one where the girlfriend has to kind of speak to the guy and said,
"Turn your boner down"?
Yeah,
I don't know that. I don't know. Is that a commercial?
Or at the end of it,
I'm not familiar.
The seats are kind of separated by a little bit of a wall, and she kind of looks at him like, "Look, quit fantasizing over the..."
Yeah, I think you're right. That is the one. Yeah, that might be Korean Airlines. Yeah, there's
you're
a wall
freak.
There. Yeah.
But she was smiling about his freakitude.
Yeah, and women don't usually do that. If they know
not about yours.
No.
if they know that you might be flirting, they don't smile. Oh, you. That's just my husband flirting with the Korean flight attendant. That's just you. That never happens. Oh, Mike, stop looking. That's just cute looking at that hot chick. I never get that.
You and your ogling other chicks.
You're just crazy.
Oh, look at her.
Look at him.
I could pick her up before you.
They don't say that at all.
And then the three of us will get together.
Yeah.
How about that?
Yeah. Then you wake up.
You're listening to the Dot and Tyler Radio Empire.
Hey, it's Todd and Tyler.
And thank you for listening to the podcast.
Please take a second to tell us how much you like the podcast.
And don't forget to comment.
Thanks again. On to the next podcast episode.